The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine strongly condemns the shameful sentence passed today on First Deputy Head of the Melis of Crimean Tatar people Nariman Jelyal as well as brothers Asan and Aziz Akhtamov by the occupying administration in the temporarily occupied Crimea. As the ministry's press service reports, Nariman Jelyal was sentenced to 17 years in prison with a fine of Rs. 700,000. Asan Akhtamov was sentenced to 15 years in prison with a fine of Rs. 500,000. Aziz Akhtamov was sentenced to 13 years in prison with a fine of Rs. 500,000. Nariman Jelyal was detained on 4 September 2021, immediately after returning to Crimea from Kyiv, where he participated in the inaugural summit of the International Crimea Platform. His detention became another attempt to break the spirit of resistance to the occupation on the peninsula and a cynical reaction to the establishment of a new format of international cooperation for the de-occupation of the Crimean Peninsula. Since then, Nariman Jelyal and brothers Asan and Aziz Akhtamov have gone through the entire arsenal of Russian repressive methods of pressure. From intimidation and threats to physical torture, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine stressed. The diplomats point out that today's disgraceful sentence was yet another testimony of the politically motivated persecution by the Russian authorities of the representatives of the Crimean Tatars, who were held hostage by the criminal Putin regime due to their disagreement with the occupation of Crimea. It is noted that since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, the criminal occupying power has passed more than 30 sentences on Crimean political prisoners, the total term of imprisonment of which is already more than 1,100 years. The Kremlin continues to brazenly persecute and ignore its international obligations to respect and ensure human rights and fundamental freedoms, grossly violating international humanitarian law. We call on the international community and our partners in the International Crimea Platform to exert political, diplomatic, sanctions and economic pressure on Russia in order to immediately release Nariman Jelyal, the brothers Asan and Aziz Akhtamov and all Ukrainian citizens illegally imprisoned by the Putin regime, reads the statement. The ministry underscored that we should all together approach the day when the words of Nariman Jelyal from behind bars will become a reality. Everything started with Crimea and will end with Crimea. Bohdan Marushiak.